My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And we have breaking NFL wide receiver news. And it's not Brandon Ayuk. Juju Smith-Schuster signing back with the Kansas City Chiefs. Did the Steelers miss out here, Doran?
No.
I agree. If, though, as we said in the last segment, Martavis Bryant gets cut loose by the Commanders, I would be absolutely interested in that.
Agreed.
Because the Steelers' wide receiver core is, well, no good. And I think they're going to keep six. Pickens, Jefferson, Roman Wilson, Calvin Austin, they're definitely keeping. And then you probably need two more.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Ray Fittipaldo write, his two would be Scotty Miller and Dez Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
Could I interest you in a little Martavis Bryant instead of Dez Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Plus, you could see Roman Wilson start the season on IR, which means you might need an extra one.
Mm-hmm.
You might need even one more. So maybe you don't have to cut anybody, and you could wind up with Martavis Bryant. If he's out there, he might make the Commanders. We will see. All right. ESPN came out with their top 100 NFL players list, Doran. Three Steelers are on the list. Can you guess the three Steelers?
TJ, Minka, Cam.
Bang, bang, bang. Cam Hayward ranked 75th. Now, Cam wants to get paid as one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL, and here's ESPN saying that still, even at his advanced age, even after he got banged up last year and was not himself in the second half, they still view him that way. Minka Fitzpatrick, the 59th rated player, according to ESPN, and TJ Watt, and people are going to get annoyed by this, the 10th best player in the NFL. And I have a problem with that. Look at the Steelers' record with and without that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're preaching to the choir here. He's 10th. Christian McCaffrey, 9th. Tyreek Hill, 8th. Okay. Parsons, 7. Okay. Jamar Chase at 6. I don't know. Is Jamar Chase a better football player than TJ Watt?
No.
Are any of those guys?
No.
I think Tyreek Hill could be.
Tyreek Hill could be because he can just break a game open at any point.
Would you rather have Tyreek Hill or Jamar Chase?
Tyreek Hill.
Me too. What are they doing here? Top five, Josh Allen, Myles Garrett at 4.
Wow.
Justin Jefferson, 3, Lamar Jackson, 2, Patrick Mahomes, 1.
Where's Kelsey?
Travis Kelsey is scrolling, still scrolling. Sauce Gardner at 17.
Wow.
By the way. Aiden Hutchinson at 19. A.J. Brown. George Kittle at 22. Travis Kelsey at 23. They got him behind Kittle.
Travis Kelsey can arguably go down as the best tight end ever.
I agree.
Huh. Interesting.
Kittle one spot ahead of him. I mean, he is 4 years younger, and Kittle is a better all-around tight end. But who scares you more?
Right.
Travis Kelsey. And he's dating Taylor Swift. I don't know if you heard that. All right, so Cam, Minka, and Watt, the three Steelers that are on the ESPN Top 100 list. Did anybody get left off that bothers you? Because I have one guy that comes immediately to mind that at least has the talent to be on the list.
No, I think I'm good with that.
I think I'm good with it too, but I'll say George Pickens, I thought might be a guy that could crack it, who led the NFL in yards per catch last year and was really good early and then really good down the stretch.
Maybe Russ.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe Russ. Like, you're trying to tell me that Russell Wilson isn't one of the top 100 players in the NFL right now? I would say he is. I would say he would belong at least in the top 100. People don't think he had a great year last year. I mean, 26-8, 20-1 in red zone.
Yeah. I mean, if he did that with the Steelers last year, they might win the AFC North. They really might. You probably go into Indianapolis and are able to put up enough points and hold on to a lead in that game. You probably beat the New England Patriots at home. You probably go on the road and beat the Browns. There's three wins. There's your AFC North Division Championship. I just can't stand the Garrett stuff, man. I can't. Like, they wrote his signature stat. Garrett's the only player to rack up double-digit sacks in each of the past six seasons. Congratulations to Myles Garrett. He also went 8 games with 1 sack at the end of the year. Like, I feel like he was anointed the defensive player of the year for what he did in the first half of the season, and then he totally fell off a cliff, at least in terms of sack production. Oh, but he pressures the quarterback. Miss me with that. It's ridiculous. The signature stat for Watt, by the way, since entering the NFL in 2017, Watt has 20 strip sacks, which is the most in the NFL. That's insane.
How many interceptions does he have?
A few. I mean, he changed a game last year.
Right.
He turned a loss into a win last year in Los Angeles. The Myles Garrett is better than TJ Watt conversation, it drives me crazy. Because only now are we starting to look into these advanced stats for PFF. And I think Myles Garrett got the Defensive Player of the Year award because of PFF. Mm-hmm. And now you got a whole bunch of people leaving PFF because there's all kind of problems over there. So it's ridiculous to me. I think next year, if Pickens isn't on the list, then that's a big deal.
Yeah.
He needs to be on the list. This is his season to take off. Whether you've got Brandon Ayuk or not, he needs to put up numbers. If you have Ayuk, he needs to look at this as an opportunity to get paid someplace. And if there is no Brandon Ayuk, he needs to look at this as his opportunity to get paid like $30 million by the Pittsburgh Steelers. If he goes out there and has a so-so season, it's a massive failure. By the by, Brandon Ayuk ranked 33rd on ESPN's top 100 players list.
I could see probably 2 players, maybe 3 players of the Steelers for next year. You named one. The other one's Joey Porter Jr.
Yep.
Should be on the list. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Zach Frazier will be on the list next year. So yeah. I don't think he's going to give up like sacks. Like, if you're going to go based off of, like, okay, in the run game, yeah, like, I don't know how you're going to evaluate it, but I don't think he's going to give up sacks this year. I think he has that, like, he understands the whole, you know, the stunts and the crossing and things of that nature, that I don't think that any sacks will actually fall on him this year, that he'll be regarded as one of the better centers in the NFL.
I wrote down a bunch of the guys that I think would bear considering, and I put down Zach Frazier too. Like, that is his underrated attribute coming out of school, is he was so good in pass protection last year. Like, you don't get pressure up the middle on that guy. And he graded out as one of the best pass protector interior guys in the NFL in the preseason. It is preseason. But that is the statistics bearing out what your eyes told you, which is also what your eyes were telling you in college. Wouldn't shock me at all if he's on the list.
Mm-hmm.
You'd like to see Broderick Jones on the list next year. I don't have high hopes on that right now. And Troy Faltanu, he was a more ready-made product coming in than was Broderick Jones. I don't know if I'd be shocked if he's not on the list. I do think Frazier has the best chance of those three to be on it next year.
Yeah.
Patrick Queen, too.
Him, too, yes.
Could be in that conversation. I mean, he got so overshadowed by his teammate last year in the last few years in Roquan Smith in Baltimore that he was kind of the forgotten guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of that, the Steelers were able to get him kind of for a bargain, even though it was a lot of money for them. Wouldn't shock me if he's there. Highsmith, he's the first name I wrote down, but if Nick Herbig is going to cut into somebody's playing time, it's not going to be Watts. I mean, Watt is going to take a breather every now and again. that's one of my biggest criticisms of him, but I can't really use it as a criticism because it's because he busts his ass when he is out there. So organically, Herbig's going to take some of his reps. But I think Herbig has played himself into a spot where, like, if it's a passing situation on third down or late in the game, if you are, by some miracle, holding on to a lead, I could see Herbig cutting into Highsmith's snaps and thus his statistics. And so I don't know if Highsmith's going to be part of it. Two other guys I wrote down. Jaylen Warren, I think, could be on the list if he was the primary guy. He won't be, so he's not going to be on the list. And the other one, a wild card, is Pat Freiermuth. Like, we both agree he's going to have a big season this year. Just how good of a season is he going to have?
Right.
Because he is going to be featured prominently in this offense. I was talking to a former scout this weekend, Doran, that said he expects the Steelers to run more three tight end sets than three wide receiver sets.
Makes sense. That's where your personnel allows you to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're, you know, with Pruitt, with Darnell, and with Pat. Yeah, I could see that. And you want to run the football. Makes a lot of sense.
And I don't think those other guys, Pruitt or Darnell Washington, are that big of a threat in the passing game. So, I mean, they can catch the football.
But you don't need them to whenever you can just let Pat just go out there and be a really a glorified receiver.
Yeah.
If they're in there taking care of the blocking and taking care of the pass protection.
I like that. I really like the thought of that. And then I don't know that they have the tackle depth at this particular moment to throw an extra eligible out there in the form of a tackle like they did with Zach Banner, but I've always liked when they do unbalanced line stuff in the past. But it could be Freiermuth is what I'm saying on ESPN's top 100 list next year. And maybe they'll have the 33rd best player in the NFL when the season starts with Brandon Ayuk.
Mm.
But who knows? Mm. The Garrett thing really sticks in my craw, man. I don't want to say he's not a great player. He is. I can't get past the guy leading the league in sacks every time he's healthy, not being viewed as the best player in the NFL.
Makes no sense.
Why did we make sacks not important anymore?
Right.
I want production. Like Major League Baseball. Oh, the Triple Crown stats don't matter as much anymore. Home runs matter, but RBIs don't matter. Average doesn't matter. I'm sorry. To me, average still matters. Driving in runs, knowing how to have a slow heartbeat, knowing what to do and hit the ball the other way. That kind of stuff matters. Just because we're smarter now doesn't mean we have to outsmart ourselves.
Yes.
And I think that's what we're doing here with Myles Garrett. But there's my soapbox. All right, coming up next, what positions do the Steelers need to upgrade after roster cuts? Tomorrow, 4 p.m. is the deadline, and we don't do it in increments anymore. You're going to go down from 90 to 53. Where will they add? Where should they add? We'll come over this roster when we come back. But first, let me tell you about Fan Twitter. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent. And I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Dan Zangrilli going to join us at the bottom of the hour on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. I had someone tied in with the Steelers text me, Doran, saying the Steelers aren't going to sign Martavis if he's cut loose because they need a guy who's going to play special teams.
That's what I was thinking too, but...
Yeah, okay, I understand all that. And it's a valid point by the texter, and it's a good thing for you to bring up as well here. If you're Martavis Bryant, and you are big, and you are fast, and you are hanging on to your NFL career by a limb, can't you go be big, fast, and crush people as a gunner on punt coverage?
I'm sure he would.
He should?
I'm sure he'd be willing to do that.
Now, from what I've been told, Danny Smith doesn't feel the same way. I'll just put it that, based on
about
the text
him?
That I got about Martavis, okay. Yeah. So I'm guessing that that means it's not going to happen even if you were cut loose, but... Like, I'd give the man a chance. Like, when you're that big, fast, athletic, I mean, yeah, you got to get off a block, whatever. Just go run fast and be huge and crush guys. And then you can be useful. Like, is Scotty Miller going to return kicks?
No.
Is Scotty Miller going to return punts? I don't think so. Like, is he going to run down and be a gunner? He's my size. Anyhow, I'm getting too much in the sauce here.
Or just hide him on practice squad.
Yeah.
Just so he's around.
Keep him around.
Yeah, and then you could try him out and like have him do the drills, obviously, in practice and see if he can do it. And then if you do need to move a receiver up, he can be the guy. But I'm sure that's how the Commanders are thinking, too.
I'm sure that's exactly right. How they're thinking. And I'm not going to lie and pretend like I have all the T's and I's and all that figured out as it relates to practice squad anymore. They've expanded practice squads, and now more players are eligible than ever for practice squads. All right, where do the Steelers need to improve? Let's go position by position real quick before we get to Zangrilli. Offense, quarterbacks, they're locked in. Russ, Justin Fields, Kyle Allen. Any qualms?
Nope.
No. Running back, Najee Harris, Jalen Warren, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Nope.
Receivers, Pickens, Jefferson, Roman Wilson, Calvin Austin, the third, all going to make the roster. And then I'm looking off of Ray Fittipaldi's here in the Post-Gazette, Scotty Miller and Des Fitzpatrick he has making the team. He writes the final spot likely to come down to Fitzpatrick or Watkins. I thought Fitzpatrick looked pretty good. And Watkins, again, from a special team standpoint, he had such a disastrous first game. I can't have that guy on my roster.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be Mike Tomlin and say what happens in stadiums means more than what happens in practice and then keep that guy around when he misjudges terribly two punts, fumbling one. Just can't happen. So that'd be an area where I think that they might add.
Yes.
Tight end, I think they're pretty set.
Solid.
Freiermuth, Washington, Connor Hayward, Michael Pruitt.
Yep.
Offensive line gets interesting to me. Broderick Jones, James Daniels, Zach Frazier, Ryan McCollum, who's a center, Isaac Seumalo, Dan Moore, Troy Faltanu, Mason McCormick, Spencer Anderson.
You need depth. With Herbig being out now, Faltanu's still hurt.
See, I would want a guy who you feel like can play
everywhere.
Everywhere on the inside. And I think they think that about Spencer Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
I know that McCollum is a center. What I don't love about that is he's a guy who can just do one thing. But then if... Knock on wood, Frazier does go down. You don't have to upset the apple cart if you feel like you could move McCollum in. Or even Mason McCormick. I don't want to do that to McCormick, though. They had him take snaps at center against the Lions. They had him take snaps at center this week in practice. You would. I'll speak for myself, and you can tell me if you think I'm wrong. If Mason McCormick has to make his NFL debut at center, I get some serious Kendrick Green vibes.
But he's not going to be the center. Like, this will be an emergency situation where even, like, you need something, right? You need somebody to be able to snap, so you might as well work him in. If he's sitting there and he's a backup and he doesn't get many reps, you might as well work him because it's easier to play guard than center, and if you can play center, you can play guard. But you can't. If you play guard, you can't necessarily play center unless you have the reps at it. So I would work him at center just in case, and that could be a way that – because he – the calls and everything that the inner workings of guard, center, guard are all the same. It's just the center obviously has to snap and they're the one making the call. So if you can get him up to speed and his, you know, the mental part of it, faster and he's playing center and he's working that way, it'll be easier for him to play guard next year.
So you're telling me that Sayamalu and James Daniels, when Zach Frazier's pointing stuff out, they're going through all the same mental gymnastics in their head. They're just not pointing it out.
Correct. They already know what's happening, but it does take a little bit more to be the general and the guy with the voice and doing it and IDing it. If McCormick can do that, at least in practice, and if he has to go in a game and do that, I think that's a good situation for his development next year, because his mind will be thinking as a center and like, oh, okay, I already see that. Kind of how like the veteran guys are. How, like you said, Daniels and Sam Olar, that's how they think.
He'll be the Steelers starting right guard next season.
Yes.
For sure. Defensive line, Cam Hayward, Larry Ogunjobi, Keanu Benton, DeMarvin Leal, Montrevious Adams are all going to make the team for sure. I feel pretty good about Dean Lowry. I don't love Loudermilk. I could see them moving on from Loudermilk and picking up somebody else's loose change. I could definitely see that.
Yes.
And then Logan Lee didn't play in the preseason finale. He's banged up. He would probably have made the roster, but you'll slap him on the practice squad, if not IR.
He's a draft pick.
Correct. Sixth round.
Sixth round.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, when we were talking about guys who could be on the NFL's top 100 list next year, I think Keanu Benton could be a guy.
That's another one. That's a good one.
That's an omission there, because I think he's going to have an elite season. I am chomping at the bit to see that guy. Or is it champing at the bit?
Chomping.
Inside linebacker, Queen, Alana Roberts, Peyton Wilson, all going to make the team. I think Tyler Matakevich is going to make the team, because you don't bring him in here to just cut him loose.
Holcomb, I mean, he's going to...
He'll be on IR, so he won't have to hold up a roster spot, but you'll make room for him later on if he becomes healthy. Ray has them keeping five with Mark Robinson. I don't know. Is Robinson eligible for practice squad?
He should be, yes.
I would guess. I thought he looked good on Saturday.
Yeah.
But he's not going to take the place of Tyler Matakevich. If they keep five, he's safe. If they keep four, he's not. All right. Outside backer, Watt, Highsmith, Herbig, and then Leal, who you have making the team as a defensive lineman. He'd be your fourth pass rusher. So I think you're set there. Defensive back is crazy. You can keep 10. Joey Porter Jr., Dante Jackson, Minka, Deshaun Elliott, Corey Trice. And then to me, I mean, Miles Killebrew is going to make it all pro. Special teams guy, DeMonte KZ is going to make it. Ryan Watts got hurt, but they drafted him. I'm crazy about him. He's 208. He's 6'2". Like, play him at safety, play him as a big corner on the inside. I like that guy. I think big things are in his future. He'll make the roster. I don't think the starting slot corner is on the roster, though. Like, they played Beanie late in the game. Thomas Graham got the first shot there.
Right.
So I think they're kind of soured on Beanie. They can't have Thomas Graham capturing their hearts and minds. That's one place. I wouldn't be surprised if they added a couple there. I don't think Beanie's going to be the guy day one. If he didn't get hurt, he might have been. But he obviously got hurt.
And clearly Cam Sutton at some point.
Yes.
So you have to keep that in mind. But so does he count against a roster spot then?
No, he will not.
He will not, no. But he could practice?
He could practice, and then...
So what's he count as then?
I don't think he counts as anything. I think he's just a suspended cat.
Huh.
I think that's where it'll say that on the sheet, suspended cat. And it'll be just a picture of Cam Sutton right there. Yeah, he'll serve his 8-game suspension. He won't. This is what Fittipaldi wrote. He won't count against the 53.
Okay.
When he returns, obviously, he will.
Okay.
And then you got Boswell, Cam Johnson, and Christian Kuntz. So I would expect a couple of corners, maybe an offensive lineman, and probably a wide receiver with this whole Brandon Ayuk thing hanging out over everyone's head. Coming up next... You just told me Austin Bechtold almost got run over on the sideline during the high school football broadcast on Saturday.
Yep.
Well, Dan Zangrilli was the play-by-play man. We're going to ask him about that. Want his thoughts on Henry Davis, what he was doing in AAA, and what might be able to be brought to his now third stint in Major League Baseball. And we know that Bechtold's heart almost stopped when he almost got run over. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. I'm not proud of that one. Had to shoehorn that one in. I cannot wait to get into social media's Biggest Loser coming up in the final segment of the show today. It's a topic I'm very passionate about, and I don't know where Doran comes down on it. I usually feel like I do. I don't know about this, so we'll get to that in the final segment of the show. Social media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. But right now we are joined, and I'm excited about this too, by Dan Zangrilli, and he's brought to us by the injury lawyers of LGKG. LGKG, Western PA injury lawyers for over 90 years, LGKG.com. Want to talk to you about Henry Davis, Dan, but first, I hear Bechtold almost got run over on the sideline of the high school football classic last week.
Yeah, not a lot of real estate to navigate, you know, the incoming, what was it? It was a linebacker, I think.
Yes.
And, I mean, it was just a pile push. You have nowhere to go. At Woodland Hills. And he was.
Would he have been eviscerated?
Oh.
Yeah.
Not a big guy.
He would have combusted.
Yeah.
He, I knew he was diminutive, but then I saw him in like a 2XL t-shirt.
Well, there's no other shirts he wears.
And I almost wanted to, like, ask him if there's, like, are you okay? Like, is there something wrong? He goes 100 and, let's set the over-under, 128 and a half.
Oh, man.
He's, yeah, it's close.
Might be a push.
Close. He's a little bit taller than me, and I'm 160 maybe. He got to be 140 at the tops.
Yes.
If he got hit, he would have turned to dust.
So I always say it's like the little skeleton things in the Mario game. Whenever you go underground and you jump on the skeleton things and they poof, just break down, poof. That's Bechtold.
Yeah. I always viewed myself as one of those little mushrooms because I'm a fun guy, Doran.
Oh, okay.
You like that one, guys?
Bowser.
All right, so Henry Davis is going to be back up here. Do you think if there were no injuries the rest of the way, Dan, that they would have called Henry Davis up? Do you think this was just, okay, he's our catcher that we have to call up now? Do you think they had plans to bring him up anyhow?
And I am a little surprised because I think I haven't looked at more so swing and miss numbers lately, but last time I did that there was probably a little too much swing and miss, even though his numbers are pretty good. So that'll be interesting to hear. Ben Charrington's going to speak to the media today, so it's a good question form. So I was a little surprised. Maybe he would have gotten a week or two just to, you know, with the Indianapolis season coming to an end, then maybe I would have been okay with it. But I thought that they were going to give him, and I guess they did, a prolonged time at AAA for as long as they could, because listen, they really didn't. I think they got him to the big leagues probably on a really aggressive timeline, and then while they were doing that, they were putting different gloves on his hand because they wanted to wedge him into right field last year. So I really think they did a developmental disservice by him. And now that he's gone through what he's gone through, I figure they were just going to, you know, give him that fermentation process in AAA for as long as they could. So, yes, I was a little surprised.
If it doesn't look good, then what?
What do you think? I wonder if, and this is another good question for Charrington, if something like winter ball could be in the cards. To give him even a more prolonged, and I don't know what winter ball would necessarily solve, because again, it's just more of the same. At some point, you do need to just throw him in the deep end and see if they could swim. And then you accumulate that sample size, and I don't even know with this little snapshot here in, what, essentially September, if that's going to be enough. If it's bad, Doran, I mean, I'm sure they're going to be on the phones because, they'll give him a, I think they'll give him next year. I mean, I go back and forth on this all the time.
Yeah, it's hurting your head, I can tell.
It really is, but I think they're going to be on the phones because Joey Bart's shown them quite a bit. I don't think that's fool's gold. Obviously, there's a ton of pedigree there. And then Andy Rodriguez is going to factor into this somehow, some way too. So, I think if somebody's looking for an upper level, high prospect, upside bat, he'll be the first name out of Ben Charrington's mouth.
Now for Skeens, Ben Charrington did have his radio show yesterday. Doesn't sound like you're going to shut him down, going to have him pitch regular turn in the rotation, but there might be an innings limit per start, something like that. I think that's the right move because you need to be in a place where next year's not this year. Do you agree with that?
100%. And really, I think they've been consistent with that messaging, and they've kind of, as much as they do in their rhetoric, they have said that that's basically what they ideally would like to do. So the whole Skeens shutdown talk, I know Rosenthal put an article out a couple of weeks ago that maybe drudged this back up, and Shelton said something that may have led us to believe that this could possibly be in the cards. But I think, especially Charrington, he's been pretty consistent from the get-go that they want to judiciously pitch him throughout the course of the year. And he's cited more so that shutting him down could actually have more of an adverse effect in the future than anything. So I'm not shocked. It's the right move. He's a horse because, again, if you didn't pitch him, you would be in a similar situation. I think they want to ride him close to 200 innings next year, if at all possible.
Ride that horse.
Did Michael A. Taylor get waived, or was I just seeing that?
That's okay. The report. Okay. That's right. He had 13 hits at PNC Park this year.
Stop it!
What? 13. 13. Look at the home and road splits. 13. Otherwise known as a baker's dozen.
My God. How many?
13.
How many do you have on the road? More than that?
Yes.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
13.
You know, both he and Edward Olivares, I thought, were fairly shrewd signings, honestly.
And listen, when you have certain pitchers on the mound, there is still a ton of value there defensively. But, yeah, 13
hits tough. At home.
That's tough.
They've played a lot of games at PNC Park.
Yeah, they do.
He's played a lot of them. Yeah. Interesting.
13.
Horrific.
Terrible.
Good luck to him. Dan, appreciate your time.
Yeah, and all the best to you.
As always. Yeah. We'll talk to you here soon. That's Dan Zangrilli, one of our favorite people, whose head is hurting because of the Henry Davis question that Doran asked. And my head was hurting earlier. He said, what happens if Henry stinks? Huh. I did exactly this.
Yeah, you're like,
I can't think about that. I don't know. All right, coming up next, social media's biggest loser has to do with college football. Can't wait to get Doran's opinion on this. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Before we get into social media's biggest loser, Adam Schefter was just on ESPN's Get Up program, and he has no Aiyuk news, but he said that his parents, who are house-sitting for him, locked themselves in his bathroom. I mean, it does beg the question, what are they doing in there, man?
Yeah, together.
Right?
Why are they in there together?
How do two people get locked in a bathroom at the same time?
That's definitely questionable.
We're either, we're just speculating here. I mean, we're either talking about old people sex.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, hey, honey, come check this out, which is never good.
Mm-hmm.
Like a mole or something like that, or worse, you get. But whatever's going on in there, I'm telling you, ain't PG.
Can't be.
Cannot be. If you're getting locked in the bathroom at the same time. If no one's coming into the house and you still feel the need that you need to lock the bathroom door, I'm just saying something's going on.
I'm sure Schefter has multiple bathrooms in his house, so this wouldn't be like, I don't know.
They each didn't get locked in separate bathrooms,
right.
Though that would be hilarious. Also, why is Schefter's house getting watched? I don't know. He must be on the road.
Yeah.
Maybe he's still following the boss around, going watching concerts. I tweeted out another random name for potential Twitter interaction, and that name today is Martavis Bryant. So we'll see how that does, and we will update the people tomorrow. Now for social media's biggest loser, and I love this guy, but I got to call him out. Dave Damaschek, from these parts, lives out West Coast, has done stuff for NFL Network. I think it's written for like Conan and stuff, or some comedy thing. He's just, look at his resume, it's unbelievable. He said because Florida State lost to Georgia Tech, that just proves why the AP preseason poll is stupid. And then a whole bunch of people had that take. It's so stupid. You don't know if teams are any good. Why are we ranking them? I love the AP preseason poll.
Why?
Because I think it just adds excitement. Like LSU, USC is a game that people are going to want to watch for the brands, right? You stick a number next to each team's name. We don't know if they're good or not, but you stick a number and I think it just ups it.
But you can't just wait a week?
No.
1 week?
No. By the Bare Naked Ladies. No.
No.
Just go release it early, subject to change. Everyone knows what it is. There are top 10 teams every year that fall out. There are teams that are unranked that finish top 10. It happens every year. It is a stupid exercise. Like, I will give you guys that. Like, we don't really know, especially in college football where there's no preseason, but I like it. I do. Rank v. rank, those are the games I know I really want to watch.
Right, that is true.
That's where our minds gravitate to naturally, right? Like when you are looking for what games are going to be the best this weekend, you click the top 25 tab and you see who's ranked v. who.
Yeah.
I think Georgia Tech, though, should be in the top 10. Like, if you think Florida State's top 10 and Georgia Tech comes in, beats them.
Top 10?
Yeah. For now, and then they'll get knocked out. But they just beat a top 10 team.
They should maybe be ranked. I don't know about top 10.
Oh, they got the best resume in the country right now,
Dory. They do.
There's no team in college football better today than my top 10 Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. I don't even know if they update the poll again today, or if they won't until after the first week. And I don't know who Georgia Tech's got second.
Do you really think Georgia Tech should be top 10, though?
Yeah.
Or really?
100%, yeah. It should be based totally off your resume. And if the voters believe Florida State was that good and they come in, beat them, yeah, Georgia Tech should be top 10. And West Virginia will be top 2 after they beat Penn State.
Mm. I knew that. I knew that that was coming. I knew it.
Get that started early. And Pitt's going to cover against the team they're playing.
Kent State.
I couldn't remember. It was one of those schools, one of those Ohio schools in the MAC. They're going to cover. Both quarterbacks are going to throw 3 touchdowns. I'm serious. All right, we hand things over to Starkey, Zeiss, and Pomp next. This was a fun show.
It was.
Caboli on for an hour tomorrow. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy summer drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com today, high 89.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.